What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
My mind's playing. Tricks on me, why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind, oh,
it's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
We've made it.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
That was me welcoming us back.
Yeah.
We didn't like all get a boyfriend that we share or something. This
not
is
yet.
Welcome back, Ben. He's here to support our creative endeavors.
You know, it's funny, when I was editing our last episodes, we start the episodes the same way, where we like, you know, do like,
cheer.
Hey guys, welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook. I'm Taylor Thompson. I'm Delaney Fisher. And I think we're going to get to a point where we like don't have to do it anymore.
I think this is it. I think we just did it.
I think the cherry's been popped for our listeners. Like,
it's
popped. They know who we are at this point. Yeah. This is episode 5.
Yeah. So
what if people are starting on episode 5?
You guys fucked up. You guys got to learn
how
to do podcasts.
Y'all need to hustle up.
Yeah. Always do the pilot, and then you can jump around.
You guys don't scare them off. If you guys started on number 5, you know what? I think that's beautiful that you guys march to the beat of your own drummer boy.
Yep.
And I support you, and I'm the Paula Abdul of this group.
All right.
Who saw that coming?
Oh, my gosh. I did not.
Oh, the clapping. I remember that. Remember that clapping?
Oh, the weird fan-out
fingers. Oh, my gosh, where
fingers.
The fingers are just so far out. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, well, just in case you're starting on episode 5, I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
Delaney Fisher here.
And welcome to Self-Helpless. We're just going to jump right in. We're going to kick episode 5 off with our quick little quotable segment. And Taylor has got a quote for us that is just,
ooh,
I'm ready to get my taint tickled.
I am so excited. I mean, I've been on the edge of my seat since you've been talking about telling us the quote.
There's a lot of anticipation.
Because we don't know the quote, guys.
They don't know the quote. This is real, everybody. They are responding to the quote as you are at home.
In real time.
We're like Saturday Night Live, but we're going to release this in 5 weeks. I have been drinking a lot of Honest Teas lately. And if you guys drink Honest Teas, you know that on the cap, there are quotes. Instead of Snapple facts, there are quotes. It's amazing. So I have a bunch of creepy caps saved in my car that say organic on them.
They were just allowed to like rip Snapple off. No big deal. Nobody's upset about it.
Snapple is facts.
Right. But like,
it's different.
When was Honest Tea established? Because I feel like this is a little messed up.
I mean, they are stepping on the toes. They're pulling an Instagram story over Snapchat.
Right. Or is this like parallel thinking, like what happens in comedy, where they both thought the same thing?
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you want sponsors?
Hey,
because you just ruined our
honesty.
First attempt.
The ginger one's my favorite.
That's my favorite, honesty. Don't listen to Delaney.
I stole that from Taylor.
Delaney's never even had it.
Haven't.
Anyway.
I was looking at this with these eyes like,
drink tea.
My point is, I'm the only one here with vision. I had two quotes from the caps, and I like them both equally, but I'm going to do this one. Okay. because I have a picture of it on my phone. So the quote I have is a Nathaniel Hawthorne tweet. It's not a tweet, it's a quote.
They're stealing people's tweets. Honesty, get the fuck out of here. You're basically the fat Jewish of the bottle community.
I did not mean to say that. We're in a very hot room. We've been here for 5 hours. God. I can't believe I said tweet.
Wow, not being very honest, honesty. Jesus.
I am the biggest millennial ever. Okay, oh, so anyway, man. At Nathaniel Hawthorne. it's actually a serious quote. All right, so the quote is, no man can wear one face to himself and another to the multitude without finally getting bewildered as to which may be true.
Oh, so basically don't be like a two-faced bitch.
That's
what my boy Nate is saying.
You ruined it.
Right? don't be a two-faced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be a two-faced.
Just be yourself. Be you.
Yeah.
I will say, I feel like this is very impossible to live by, though, because there's a thing called communication accommodation theory that says when you talk to certain people, you're going to meet their communication ways kind of in the middle. Mm. Like, you talk to your friends very differently than you talk to your grandma.
Right.
So.
Not my grandma. She's a fucking badass.
Grandma's got a Twitter again.
No joke. I just got high with my grandma for Father's Day.
You did that.
On Sunday. I got my grandparents high for Father's Day. Continue, Kelsey.
No, this is not something that you drink.
They had never been high. We all drank a strawberry lemonade together.
Oh, and so it was an edible.
It was an edible, and we got high on Father's Day.
Did you get, like, three straws?
No, I poured it all in, like, a little champagne glass for all of them. It was my mom was there, too.
Those are usually very strong.
And I only gave everybody, like, maybe three little sips each.
Okay.
And my grandpa is just this wonderful Irishman, and he was like, oh, Delaney, this is lovely. It's a feeling I've never had before. It was fantastic. I feel like there could be a whole episode on old people getting high, but I talk to them like I talk to you guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were in your fake tits?
They have, and they've seen them. No joke.
Your grandparents?
Yeah, I know.
Delaney Fisher, grandpa has felt your tits?
Not felt them. Not felt. I flashed them both. I just flashed them.
Oh, well, then that's okay.
Okay.
Taylor looks so scared. She's so scared.
This is a moment where Taylor and I are like...
Delaney's gone way too far.
We are questioning everything with Delaney now. Friendship.
I'll just see myself out, guys. It's been fun.
What is wrong with you?
I feel like I totally hijacked our quotable session.
You really did.
I'm so sorry.
Like, how am I supposed to talk about how this quote resonates with me when Delaney's over here like, so I got my grandpa high and then I showed him my titties.
Oh,
just
God.
Just your regular Father's Day.
Yeah, you know, just some good old-fashioned family fun, guys.
Oh, my God.
You know what's weird? I didn't realize how weird it was until I said it out loud in front of human
beings. That's so weird.
Oh, my God.
Delaney.
Here's what happened.
We
have a very close family. We're all very loud Irish Catholics. I'm not really Catholic, but they are. And everybody's just, like, really close and weird. Uh-huh. And so we talk about ridiculous stuff. We're very open. And I told them I got a boob job. My grandma was super interested in seeing it. So I'm just like, look, here they are. Boom. And they both saw them at once, and they were a little bit shocked, but like, those are very pretty. Yeah, I showed my grandparents my tits, you guys. I don't know where I don't know where to go from here, but it happened.
I think my instincts are telling you that this needs to be a bit.
How is that not a bit? My instinct is to go back in time and stop you. But I don't have the technology available.
Grandparents' tits.
Who has a weekend like that and goes, nobody wants to hear that, probably.
You also, just even before we got to the tits, you just dropped the bomb of, I got my grandparents high on Father's Day. And then you're like, but go back to what you're saying.
That sounds like a Mad Lib.
No. Yeah.
I got blank.
Blank.
Blank. On blankety blank.
Yeah. Oh, you guys.
I'm a monster.
Yeah, you know what? I did not mean for it to go off on this tangent, but if we're here.
My God.
I feel like 30% of all of our podcast intros are going to be about Delaney's chest. Which yeah. I'm good with it.
I think that's like the theme of Self Helpless is Delaney's
tits. They've led to a lot of stuff.
They're the most empowering thing in our friend group.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well.
How's okay? So.
So
the
anyway,
quote.
The quote.
Communication theory, Kelsey.
This well, is. This
I
is
guess my communication accommodation theory has just been flushed down the
toilet. Yeah. So
that's
suck
it. Backing it up.
So. Oh, now you're on her team.
I mean, I don't know what team I'm on. I don't trust either of you. You're both degenerates.
Oh,
we
man.
Betrayed Taylor.
You guys.
That's insane. Okay. Yeah, well, we I'm going to. All right. So the reason I picked this quote is because I can't even do something serious now. So I'm really going to talk about this because I think some people.
It's okay. We'll listen.
I'm like flustered.
I'm so into it. I'm so sorry.
I just.
There's a lot to drop on you guys.
Here's what's hard about making like incestuous jokes.
Yeah.
The minute you say something about it, and like I have incestuous jokes, we all have them. Like we're all grown women here.
Yeah.
It makes the audience think about their own family members that with their own family members.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now I have to think about showing my grandparents my boo, and that's weird for me. I have to scrub that from my brain tonight. Do you know how many I have to start Handmaid's Tale tonight?
Yeah.
To get this image out of my brain. I have to think about women being abused for an hour.
Right.
To stop thinking anyway.
If
all right.
you guys met my grandparents, you probably feel better about the whole situation.
I don't think I would. But,
are they still related to you?
Yeah.
Then,
you know,
nope, don't feel better.
Yeah,
it's not a step uncle like Kelsey's situation.
Yeah, oh, God.
Step-uncle,
if you listen to the last episode of Cooked, then
we just did
know.
A farewell episode of Cooked with on Kelsey's now old podcast.
Yeah.
We put it to bed.
We put it to bed.
It was really fun. So you should go listen to that because we'll probably be talking about it still. Okay. So anyway, the quote. I picked this quote because, again, the quote for everyone who's already forgotten is, "No man can wear one face to himself and another to the multitude without finally getting bewildered as to which may be true." The reason I picked it is because I'm at a point in my career where, like, I finally put the last nail in the coffin of, like, performing at churches. And that is, yes.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Interesting.
Now.
Yes.
I see how this resonates with you.
Yes. And great. I've had several conversations in the last week with a few of my friends who do clubs and churches, and that's how I met them. And one of them is like very successful, does mega churches, is gonna like be set for the rest of his life, probably has like some very successful YouTube videos that are very funny, but they're very Christianese. Right. And talking to him,
like Christianese.
No, Christianese is like what you call, like, for example, did either of you grow up super Christian?
No.
Okay, so you don't understand when I say, like, you need to utilize the fruits of the Spirit. Like, you have no idea what that means, right?
The fruits of the Spirit are what? Love? Kindness?
Are you
Delaney,
becoming a pastor?
Why don't you and your grandparents' tits just quiet down? All right. Like, fruits of the Spirit is like the other day I said something to a comedian about how I use the phrase my walk with the Lord. And they were like, your walk? Like, can they tell if you've had sex already? Like, by the way you walk? Like, he had no idea what I was talking about.
Right.
So, like, it's just all those phrases that, like, Christians understand because they grew up in church, but, like, other people don't get because it sounds like its own language, so they call it Christianese. So, and I've talked to one of my very good friends is a very funny comedian who does churches and clubs and is, like, you know, towing that line very easily and because he's clean everywhere. But I, you know, didn't want to be a clean comic. Last Comic Standing, like, portrayed me as a church comic because that's what reality shows do, even when you ask them not to. And I really kind of regret doing the show, to be honest with you, because for the last few years, I've just felt like I was slowly, like, phasing out of that. And also, like, every time a church, like, contacts me to perform there and I have to say no, or I have to, like, divulge that, like there's this college group that is technically a church group and they have hired me the past few years and they contacted me this time and I had to tell them, like, I wasn't clean anymore. And they were like, well, we need to talk about whether or not we're comfortable with that. And I was like, I can still do 30 minutes clean. Like, it's not an issue. But I'd recommended people to them that are very funny in the past that can work clean but aren't, like, Christians aren't like doing altar calls and stuff. Right. And they were like, well, no, we need like Christian comics. And I was like, well, good luck, because there's about three and two of them aren't funny. So that are willing to work for what you're going to pay. Like there are like, I'd say maybe 10 like church comics. Yeah.
That's
that are like
more,
working.
That's more than I thought.
Wow. Yeah. That are like working and are, you know, have
and
great.
Like, is the material about being religious or is it just super clean
it's
stuff?
Both it's
okay.
both
okay
I mean if you only perform in churches, a lot of your material is going to be about church stuff. You know,
by the way, you were fantastic on Last Comic.
I
watched you because I was a fan before I was your friend, and I thought you were great, and I thought like, yeah, I don't think you have anything to be upset about that credit at all, just because
it was okay. It was just I didn't really like the experience because I was uncomfortable. I was too young to be on TV. I still don't think I did some stuff on there that was like just hacky material that had already been done, and I just didn't know because I was stupid and I hadn't moved to LA. I don't think anybody should be on TV before they move to LA or New York and like kind of get their ass handed to them a little bit, because anytime you move to like a major city, I feel like in stand-up you see everybody and how good they are and how original they are, and you're like, oh, I'm kind of not that good actually, I just know how to get laughs.
I did not think that at all,
but anyway, so my point of this quote is I love it because it reaffirms everything I said, is like, because towards the end when I was doing churches, because I got a lot of church work after Last Comic, and it was so hard because I just started to feel like I was lying to people.
Yeah,
because I was like, I don't know how I feel about all this. I'm like, I really don't know how much of this I agree with. I'm still figuring it out. My whole family's Christian, so I don't think I'm ever going to fully let go of it. Like,
right.
I got to have some connection to it because I don't want my family to, like, stop talking to me. Like, it's also weird.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, just moving ahead, even with this podcast, like, we swear on this podcast. We make sex shows on this podcast.
No, we fucking don't.
Like, oh, it's just, hard to start putting stuff out there. Like, I filmed something for Comedy Central that, like, if it gets on air, like, it's going to be, it's a condom joke. Like, I just have to start making these decisions and start moving that way and, like, totally let go of it without being worried about, like, disappointing my parents. But I like this quote because it's like, dude, you can't pretend to be one person to everybody else. I think it's a good performer quote.
Yeah. Because
if you like sell out and you decide to be something you're not just like performing in churches or whatever or being clean, like just in anything, if you're something you're not to be successful, then it's gonna get confusing who you actually are.
Yeah.
Like, even it's hard anyway. It's hard to know who you are without stand up because it's so all encompassing. I think sometimes, like, I've been trying to take more time off so I can be like, what do I like doing when I don't have to get on stage? So that's why I picked this quote, because it really resonated with me. And I think it's a good quote for performers in particular, but really for anybody. Like, it works on an Instagram level too. Like, you can't, you'll get confused. You'll think you're that person with the Valencia filter and you're not.
Valencia. The best one.
I applaud you for that. I didn't know that you were even like, I knew that you were a clean comic because that's just what I saw from when I first saw you and met you and stuff. But I had no idea that you were kind of like transitioning in a way, or just like, you know, I mean, comedy is always evolving and stuff.
Yeah.
So I had no idea. Like, I haven't seen you perform in a little bit. So I didn't even know that you were going into, like, you said you were kind of going into some darker stuff, and like the condom stuff. And I'm like, I wouldn't have thought you would be doing that stuff, but I never, when you were just squeaky clean, you were so fucking funny. Like, I never thought, like, oh, she's just a clean comic. She's like, she's just really funny, and she happens to also be clean, which is so fucking impressive.
Oh, yeah, so
that's
tough.
The other hard thing is people are really impressed when
people
you're clean,
are very
so
impressed.
It's hard to let go of that, too. But
it's
that's just
true.
Not my sense of humor. Like, that's not what makes me laugh. Like,
yeah.
I think, like, dark humor is really funny, and I just feel like that's kind of who I'm.
Yeah.
Well, it's good.
Coming.
That's good that you're becoming, and like the masks are melting.
The masks are melting.
They're becoming one. It's becoming who you are. You don't have to feel like you need to wear one anymore.
Yeah.
I want to be the same man to the multitudes that I am by myself.
I love it. I think that's very true in relationships. I think people struggle for a long time to feel like themselves sometimes in certain relationships.
Yeah.
I know, like, I look back on a couple of mine where I'm like, I don't know if I was ever myself that whole time, or like, I don't know who that person even was. Kane, I definitely feel like it's the first person I've ever been really myself around and sexually attracted to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes it's easy to feel one but not the other. Like, oh man, he's my friend. Like, he's like cool to get along with, but like, I don't really want to fuck him.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah. But if you can be yourself around the person and be attracted, that's
agreed.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. In the same boat as you.
Yeah.
With, the, with the relationship.
Delaney
stuff.
Is also attracted to Kane.
To Kane. Yeah.
To,
not
to Kane.
And both of your boyfriends have very they have very
Kane
similar names. Like,
yeah,
I
Kane
feel like I have to find a Ken and like get with him.
Yeah.
To round out this
trio. His real name is Robert.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
His
middle name Robert Cameron. Campbell.
Did he change it because of Robert Durst?
I think he just knows Robert's a stupid name. No, I guess like people call him Cam. Like people go by his
not
like,
Rob
middle
or
name.
Bob.
Some people call him Rob or
Bert
or Bobby, like Bob or whatever. Bert. But his like friends. But yeah, he goes by Cam. It's, for the first several weeks while we were dating, I thought his name was Cameron. Like you would think, like oh, Cam is short for Cameron. And I realized actually because he was kind of my employee when I was dating him, and that's fun.
Scandal. Oh,
and
on Thursdays.
I remember seeing an employee like contact sheet list, and I was like, who the fuck is Robert Mulford? And
Robert Mulford?
That's his
Cam.
Last name.
That's a terrible name.
He's going to get trolled on so hard on the interwebs after this.
Oh, that's so bad. Is it okay that we said his full name?
Oh, is it? God. We can always bleep it out.
It's up to you.
Oh, I don't care. I mean, he's on my Facebook. Like, I'm very public about
him. Oh, well, then, you're fine.
He has a name
out
there.
Sounds like a botanist.
Yeah.
Oh. Robert Mulford.
Robert Campbell Mulford.
Like he spends a lot of time with moss.
He sounds like one of the guys who wrote a book about a boy running into the woods for a year. He sounds like the guy who wrote My Side of the Mountain or something. I have no idea who wrote that.
It's an author name.
It is. Yeah.
Robert Campbell.
Yeah. My
Robert
Side of the
Campbell
Moss Heap
Mulford.
By Robert Mulford.
Yeah. It's a name that really gets me going in the bedroom.
Oh my God.
Professor Mulford.
Yeah. Professor.
It's not even hot when you put professor in front of it.
Yeah.
Professor Mulford.
So it just sounds like he lives
in like a
that's
the professor that catches you sleeping with the hot professor.
Yeah.
It sounds like he lives like in a cottage in the woods somewhere.
It does.
You know? Like he bakes cookies and he's, you know, asexual. But
it sounds like someone who murdered a girl in a lake.
It does. He sounds like a character in Clue. It was Professor Mulford with the candlestick in the study.
I feel like there should be a Netflix documentary that comes out, and it comes out and it's just like 1951, Robert Mulford is making oatmeal cold.
God,
it's his last night
down.
And that he won't be incarcerated.
Oh my God.
Oh my
I know. I don't know how you're not making. We're just going to write Delaney's
Can
act.
Can you just write my act? Because like, I'm really not about writing my act right now. But my God, the only time I'm getting materials when I'm talking to you guys about my life. And it's like, why am I not making fun of my boyfriend on stage more?
You need to talk
but Cam is such a cool name.
Cam is a cool name.
And he looks
and
like
so
a Cam.
I thought it was Cameron. And then like, it's funny because I'm like, who the hell's Robert Mulford? And my other coworker was like, the guy you're sleeping with. What? And then I was like, middle name's Campbell. And I texted him like, oh, would have been nice to know your real name when I was naked next to you. So it
would have been nice to know that you were sleeping with me under a pseudonym.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Wow. So that's his real name.
There
Oh God, I got to write down titty
that
grandparents
was
too.
Titty grandparents. Titty
what?
Can I just say, like, this is how different my family is than your family with a titty grandpa situation.
Oh good, we're back there.
Taylor. Oh wonderful, thanks.
Oh great.
When I was 14, my whole family went to Mazatlan, Mexico.
Oh, fun.
And I went boogie boarding, and I wiped out in a wave. And when I came up, my whole family was rushing toward me to make sure I was okay. And when I pushed myself out of the water, unbeknownst to me, my bikini top had shifted to the left so that the right triangle was in between my boobs and the left triangle was to the side.
So you're
and I watched my grandfather run up to me and go, Kelsey, are you? Oh God! And turn.
That's
and
the
run
correct
away.
Response to your granddaughter's boobs.
Turn and run away, and then the whole trip was weird. So
oh,
that
wow.
I felt like that was the normal. I was horrified,
I was completely disoriented. A lagoon creature who had just come from the bottom of the ocean, yeah. almost drowned, is so out of it, standing up with this weird like sling for my left tit.
Yeah, that
right
sounds like a bad dream.
Yeah, it was terrible. Man. I was so embarrassed that my grandpa saw my
tits. For Delaney, that's just Father's Day.
Yeah, that is just Father's
Day. Typical Father's Day.
You know
Day.
What's crazy is I wasn't high when I showed them. This was several weeks ago. I'm just going to drink my tea because I'm a classy lady.
You know, maybe lay off of the honest tea because
oh my gosh, I just got around. That. Mm-hmm. Honest tea, honesty.
Yeah. Oh, you never knew?
No, I never noticed that.
I'm going to go.
I've never said it out loud before.
I'm out of here.
I eat alone in my car a lot.
Oh, man. Well, what a quotable.
I know. I almost picked another quote. Can you imagine what would have happened if I didn't? We'd be done already.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a large chunk on quotables, and I loved every second of it.
I really did.
So happy.
But my other quote actually would have worked pretty well. It would have supported your story.
With my grandpa?
I feel like I should do... I feel like I got to say it now.
Just say it.
Oh, so good. The other quote, and I feel like most people have heard it, and I don't know who to attribute it to. I know it's to someone, but I don't have the picture on my phone right now. The one where it goes, a ship that stays in the harbor is safe, but that is not what ships were built for.
Much like
harbor. Delaney's boobs were not meant to be caged.
They are meant to the open waters.
That's correct.
Right. Your boobs are Moana.
That's correct. Of all who is in my path. I mean, there's really, I don't discriminate.
You really don't.
I don't discriminate.
And that quote I was going to talk about how like, oh, that's what I think about when I get anxious. It's like, oh, we weren't meant to stay in the harbor. But it's about Delaney's boobs.
It is always about my boobs.
Comes back. I like this. I think this is a good theme to the podcast. It all
always bring it back. Family, back. Friend, or foe. You will be seeing my tits.
Family, let's friend, just, or foe.
I'm going to give you a crisp, ring. God damn.
I'm so sorry.
Delaney's also going to break fingers.
I have a very Hebrew ring on.
What the fuck is that?
It's interesting because I'm not Jewish.
Aladdin. Jesus Christ. Breaking my finger with this massive ring.
I have this ring that looks like a wedding band, and it's got...
It looks like it should be thrown into the fires of Mordor.
Yeah, it's Hebrew. It's Hebrew writing. I am not Jewish, and nobody in my family is Jewish.
So it should be thrown into the fires of meh. That was terrible.
It is real silver.
Wow.
And my mom asked me, like, do you want this ring? It's made of silver. And I'm like, sure. And that was it. And that's why I have something that I literally don't know what says on my finger because it's real silver.
I can attest to it being real silver as it touched my bone. It went through my skin.
Very large.
I can feel the reverberations.
But I could sell this one day. That's what's important.
Yeah, that's true.
If times got tough.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's going on with this, but I've actually tried to have people decode this, but I don't know what it says.
It looks like something that Jafar would wear.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right.
Anyway.
We must move on.
My God.
Okay, so should we do the fuck?
Yes.
Please do the fuck.
Okay. We should. Kelsey's got one this week.
I've got a fuck. With the category of self-help, I think within that it falls the idea of trying to be natural with your deodorant and your products and not put shit in your body or on your skin that has parabens and mineral oil and preservatives and all that shit. So I, for the last 2 months, have tried to be without aluminum deodorant. Aluminum deodorant is pretty much anything from the grocery store that says antiperspirant on the deodorant.
Anything that works. It has aluminum
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
That's correct.
But it really increases your chances of breast cancer.
And Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Because it's yeah. aluminum. It's a fucking metal that you're putting right into your pit.
Your glands.
Your glands. Yeah. Your open, sweaty
open
glands.
Open wounds.
I really hate that word.
Right glands.
It's like, I hate the word gamey, too.
Really?
Gamey.
You know? Yeah, I also right? hate that.
It's a gamey horrible meat. Word. Gamey meat. Nobody wants to eat that.
Your gamey, moist glands.
I keep fucking stomping on all over Kelsey's, like, whenever she's talking about something. I'm sorry. You
it's
go.
Okay, but I love
the
it.
The tangents.
It goes right into your tits.
Yeah.
Into your brain. It goes everywhere. And so I've really become more aware of it, and I'm like, I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to try some natural deodorant. So I went through a couple different trials with, like, Tom's deodorant.
Oh, yeah,
and
no.
all that shit. That is awful. It is
doesn't even smell good.
No.
It smells like nothing.
Nothing.
Right? Like candle wax.
No. It's the equivalent of wiping, like, a receipt under your arm, and that's it. If you wipe any object, yeah. doesn't matter. It's not gonna do anything.
Right.
Did nothing for me. So then, I bought Axe men's deodorant,
oh.
like a 20-year-old frat boy.
Nice.
Because there's some Axe deodorants that don't have antiperspirant. They don't have aluminum in it, but it's still really powerful.
Because men's lives matter more.
Yes.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
correct.
Because they don't have tits,
right.
and so
or
they
vaginas.
Just everybody's well, trying to kill, you know, women.
Yeah.
Off.
Understand. Yeah.
So, but it's very like powerful cologne-y smell, and so I was like, okay, well this will at least maybe mask smell. This worked for like a couple hours at a time, and I have to reapply. And what I'm realizing is like I am a very extra sweaty human,
mm-hmm.
at least in the armpit area. Like, just a lot of armpit sweat.
Yeah.
I feel like that's happening. Also, I'm on stage all the time where it's like,
it's
hot,
so hot.
The
hot
lights and adrenaline. Yeah.
Nerves, whatever.
Right.
So this is where I had to draw the line. This is my defuck moment where I'm saying defuck to non-aluminum deodorant. I was performing at Comedy Works in Denver 2 weekends ago. I was wearing a bodysuit that I was feeling super fresh in,
body
super
suit.
Flying. It was like $12 from Forever 21.
Nicely done.
And I love it. However, the fabric is not very breathable. And
you had sleeves?
Sleeves.
Oof.
Full sleeves.
What color was this bodysuit?
Like a light pea green.
Oof.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Not I breathable.
See where you're going.
You see where this ends
yikes.
Up.
Yikes. You got to do black. You got to wear yeah. neutrals.
So it was my first time ever wearing it on stage. Didn't think about this. I did 2 shows. By the second show, I went into the bathroom and I lifted my arm up. I had what can only be described as like a T-Rex pit stain. Like, it was the size of a hoagie. It was like from here down. Like, it was big.
Oh, your
like
armpit had an accident.
It
had to call
bed.
Home yeah. to get new pants.
Yeah, my armpit peed the bed.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was,
did you have a jacket or something?
I put it on immediately after I saw that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. In my act, there's probably 3 times where I raise my hand.
Oh.
I raise my hand up high.
Ooh.
Like a me motion or like a waving motion.
Right.
And I know. I just know that this crowd had to have seen this lake several times throughout my set. And you guys.
Yeah, it's tough.
It takes a lot to really like embarrass me or make me feel super ashamed. Like, I've been through so much embarrassing shit that I just
yeah.
learned to embrace it. But like,
no, you should feel really ashamed.
Fuck you.
No, you're correct.
No,
that's
gross,
will say
Kelsey.
It again. That's why I wear jackets on stage. People think it's like,
you
you have a look. It's your leather jacket. No, I sweat a lot during puberty. Mm-hmm. I might still sweat. I don't really know because I don't wear things with sleeves or things that aren't jackets. But you
right.
never know how hot it's going to be on stage. You
yeah,
never know
true.
Until you get up there. And so I would rather get a little shiny in the face
right.
than have like a big ring around my armpit
right.
so that
yeah.
everybody can see.
So with the aluminum deodorant, you do not sweat that much.
No, no.
Or you'll have. Will you have a little pit stain? Or will
sometimes
it just
I will have like a little one.
Yeah.
But it's like only if it's like a really like tight fitting shirt and I've been on stage and I'm like really hot, like
right.
then I can see like maybe a small one. I
just, okay. So you haven't found one that worked?
No, I mean, terrific. Nothing that like completely Bummer. Prevents it. But I also think I think I sweat a little bit more than what is normal.
Do you get used to it? Do you think? Does your body have to like adjust? I feel like I've heard that. Like I have not tried to use natural deodorant. I've like purchased it. I put it on once and I was like, I still smell bad.
I would get self-conscious around you guys in the last couple months because I would actually like I had never been able to smell BO on myself really before because using the aluminum stuff, it generally prevents it from getting to that point. But I could smell myself and I was like, I feel like a hippie.
Yeah. I know we're all just like,
okay, I smell.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, we're fine.
Yeah.
But yesterday,
thank you, Dove.
I just decided on a whim. I was like, I'll just try the natural one more time during the day. Bad news bears.
Oh, wow.
Dude, puberty child.
I did go through down that rabbit hole a little bit because I was like a vegan for a year.
Yikes.
And I was like real vegan. I was not using any type of products that were, you know, like animal products and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I did kind of try. That's the only thing I really could not switch to was the natural deodorant. And like even to this day, I have one deodorant that works, which is the Secret whatever. You guys know what I'm about? Yeah. The Secret one that's like expensive.
Outlast, whatever, yeah.
And then I have a natural one that's like a spray bottle that just kind of smells good and it does not help with sweating, as we've talked about. And depending on what my day is about to look like, I will put either one of those on. So I've kind of cut 50% of the aluminum out of my body. But if it's going to be a long day, I'm going to use the one that works. And the other one is just like, I'm going to be out for a few hours. This is going to be fine.
That's pretty good.
I think that's where I'm about to
live. I have two different ones. And I can recommend the one I can't remember.
Please
what it's
recommend
called.
The one that you that doesn't have aluminum.
Yeah, it's I don't even know what it's called. I got it on Amazon though, so I'll have to look and then check back with you guys. But I'm still trying natural ones to find my favorite because this is only like the second one I've tried, so I'm still kind of trying them.
I feel like I don't even think about sweating anymore. I just pick what smells the best because I just adjusted my wardrobe where I'm like, okay, if it has sleeves, it's black or white. That's what's happening. Like when I'm really thinking about it, or I get sleeves that like are too low so you won't sweat through and everything else is a jacket.
Right. There's also that thing called hyperhidrosis, right? Have you heard about this? Do you have
what
that?
Yeah. I think I might. Do you guys know Certain Dry? It's that like prescription like shit from the grocery, whatever. I tried using that when I was in middle school.
Dry hands where you put it on your
maybe. I don't know, but I remember trying it and it burned my armpits. Like it was like my armpits were on fire.
I got some from like some prescription one when I was a kid and it dried out to the point of like cracking.
Oh.
Like cracking bleeding. But it was dry down there.
Yikes.
Real dry.
No.
Have you heard about when you get like I think you can get like Botox in your armpits?
Yes. Yeah, you can. You can get Botox to kill the cells. Basically.
To make it not sweaty?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But the thing that is so tough.
It's already a great episode.
Wow.
Because I, again, the self-help, like trying to be healthy, trying to better myself. It's so tough because sweat is your body's natural way of releasing toxins and like getting shit out of your system.
And if you drink enough water, you're going to sweat more.
Right. Yeah. And I do drink water all the time.
Cools you
and
off.
Yeah. The Botox thing, it's like, well, if it's not coming out there, it's just going to come out more somewhere else. I'm just going to have a sweatier back.
Or other things.
Yeah. I just feel like a fucking rat. I feel so gross. I was so upset. I can't even tell you guys how embarrassed I was.
Oh, no.
I was truly embarrassed because... Like I'll never forget it. It made me laugh so hard when you were like, Kelsey looks like she takes her audience on a date. Like I love that description so much. It's so funny. And it's true. Like I tried to, you know, it's kind of my chance to feel not so homeless because during the day I'm like pretty grungy. But like on stage, I'll put a little makeup on, wear something I like. And so I looked so put together and then it was just like, ocean under it just I'm so
you're so funny they didn't even notice you that you were probably just like
no,
cracking
I
them
think
up
they did I don't know how you couldn't
they did I'm sure they did but you know what
they probably thought it was hilarious
they probably did
but like in a good
Kelsey,
way
Kelsey you are so pretty and it probably made them feel
good.
Better that you had a like a chink
human.
In your armor you know
yeah
like something was off you know and they were like hey She bleeds.
Yeah. She's not she perfect.
Sweats. Yeah.
She's not perfect.
A lot.
Yeah.
God damn it. So that was my defuck.
Or maybe they were like, you know what? She's fucking disgusting and I never want to see her again.
You guys are not helping me. You're supposed to be my friend.
I can't wait till Jessie May gets out here. She's dry as a bone.
God. You guys are supposed to make me feel better. Not my worst no.
I said you were pretty.
You're great.
Bitch, take what you can get.
I think it is, you know.
Get some like, summer jackets.
Hey, and you get to talk about it right now and get it all out, you know? Now and people know what happened to you.
I've accepted it. I'm like, you know what? I can't change. I can't change that moment. All I can do is going forward.
Do you feel as though you've released it now?
I think
putting
so.
Putting it on this podcast?
I think this podcast was the last time I'll talk about it. I told Kane. It's pretty embarrassed. I told my friend Allie. Embarrassed.
You're very brave.
So you have the story down now.
Yeah. People know. People know. This is my third rehearsal. This is my, this is the official performance.
We're here for you.
Oh, God. Yeah. So that's my defuck moment. I'm still a little lost. If you guys, as listeners, have suggestions for natural deodorant that works for you, we're all dying to know. selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. Please send us some recommendations. Yeah.
And if you were at one of those shows in Denver, please email Kelsey. Tell her how gross she looked. She needs... She needs to be taken down a peg.
Yeah, I'm such an ego monster. By the way, I will say this one last thing. Baron Vaughn, I ran into him like outside of the Improv, and somehow that was being talked about, and he was like, this is the magic recipe, where it's like homemade, and it was like half.
Oh, that's too much work.
I know, yeah, I know. And you can, we travel so much. I'm like, I can't have a fucking Tupperware container of my own little concoction. That's too fucking weird. But it was like half a teaspoon of coconut oil, like... some amount of baking soda, some amount of essential oils, and like one more thing. But he's like, I swear to you, it will work. But I always feel like the people that say that aren't sweaty people. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm a man.
He looks very dry.
He looks very dry.
Yeah, I'm a fucking man. Mm. I sweat. So gross.
Well, I don't know if you have hyperhidrosis, but I think I have that. I think I had that like worse as like a kid. But
is that when you're really sweaty?
My palms are always sweaty. My
Me
palms
too.
Are always. You probably have hyperhidrosis. So I have the same.
I have the grossest hands right now.
Yeah, I sweat. My palms sweat profusely. Like I feel bad for anybody who has to like shake my hand, especially like on and off stage when I have to like shake the host hand. I feel bad because I'm always just. And it's not even that I'm nervous. It's just like I sweat. And it comes from your hands mostly, but a lot of the thing is like it's connected to, if I remember correctly, your palms are really sweaty, and you also get really flushed in the face. So if you get embarrassed,
oh my god,
you turn my bright face red. Is bright red right now, and I'm just warm.
God. Huh?
Yours or mine? Do I have it? I'm like really.
No,
red.
You don't have it. I can tell by looking at you. Yeah, you have hyperhidrosis. So do I. Of course we do.
Wait,
we're
how can
person.
You tell looking at her? My face is like redder.
No, because I like naturally have kind of like a little bit of rosacea, like redness in my face. But if I talk to somebody important and I get like nervous or embarrassed about something,
I red.
Feel it literally is like somebody just went with fire in my face, like hot, like
look
hot.
Into it.
My whole face gets beet red. There's a video. Jim has a video, like video proof of me. He embarrassed me in a Sperry's store, like accused me of shoplifting, like loudly in the store. Was like, she's trying to fucking steal the Sperry's, and his Chip character. And I turned like this color red.
Yeah,
it's in a video. My whole face. I walked out of the store.
Yeah.
That's you have it's
hyperhidrosis?
Hypohidrosis or hyperhidrosis. It's one of those things. I have it too. Without like, if I don't wear makeup, I'm the same way. I get really red in the face really easily. I remember being like, as a kid in school, getting embarrassed. Like if I had like, I don't know, a class project to present and stuff like that. And before I started wearing makeup and stuff, I would turn like beet red crazy.
Wait, why do I have? I feel left out.
You don't have it.
How can you tell I don't have it?
I can just tell by looking at you.
Really, but my face is like redder than both of yours right now.
Oh no, you have very nice flushed like cheeks right now. You have like you have like natural blush.
Oh
yeah,
all right.
We have like
I can tell like Kelsey and I have the same skin tone. That's why I'm like you probably have this.
Okay,
like
all
we
right.
have very similar skin and everything like that. But yeah, but I remember reading about it like as a kid, and like the only actual there, because there is some kind of cure, and you have to like get your something about your glands. You have to like get your gland removed or something snipped it somewhere.
Oh.
And that.
And then you have to get the hair as yellow as gold.
Yes.
The cow as white as milk. Okay.
Correct. That witchcraft. Was, yeah.
Witchcraft.
But there is this stuff called dry hands that gymnasts use.
I was
going
to say, could you do like powder?
I used to be a gymnast.
Yeah,
I used to powder
the dry
up.
Hands.
Yeah.
And you can, I mean, some people use that with hypohidrosis. They have the little dry hands.
It helped me with foosball too, I bet.
Yeah, you can use that if you ever feel real sweaty. I used to carry that as a kid in middle school because I was so sweaty. I'm fucking sweaty too. I feel you.
Sweaty finger.
Let me just set my sweaty palm on your sweaty palm.
Yeah.
We're like the sad
we're
Power Rangers.
So gross.
We just turn into one giant pit
so
stain when
wow.
we touch each other.
Yeah.
Wow. Those were some two. Should we just do two segments now? That was. Those were long.
Those were. Yeah. We're already
we
at 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
I don't need to talk about whatever I was gonna.
That was
know
crazy.
What I was
walks. Yeah.
I talked enough about my grandpa and my.
Yeah. That was. Yeah.
So
we should move on.
That was my treat.
Wow, 40 minutes for two segments. We are
talkers.
We are. I'm so excited for this.
I know.
We're gonna get into the main portion of today's show.
We are so excited. Which episode was
the first?
It's the first one. So on the first episode, Kelsey talked about the first book she ever read, self-help wise, and it was Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life by Karen Roch Carter, and it's all about feng shui, which Delaney and I know nothing about.
Nothing.
Now we know a bit about it and we are very skeptical.
And
Delaney's super excited. I think this is hogwash.
Right.
But I would still like it to work because I would love answers.
Yeah.
I'm in
the middle.
Who wouldn't want it to work?
If I'm in the
like,
middle.
Hey, yeah.
Why
not? Make more money. Who wouldn't want
something
that?
Something you have control over to help you.
Totally.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So we have brought Kelsey pictures of our bedrooms, and
maps
driven and written down. We've written our maps of our bedrooms, little diagrams. We'll post picture of it. So you guys can see, and she's going to feng shui our rooms and tell us what to do. And then we'll check back in a little while, a few weeks, maybe a couple more episodes, and we'll see what magic came upon us as a result of putting candles in various areas of our bedrooms.
Yes. And you know what I also should have had you guys do, which is an important part of this, is to take stock of each area of your life to kind of get a feel of like what areas in your life are doing well, what needs some help. I will. So again, for
we
the listeners,
probably go.
I think I know.
We can,
right.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so just to state again, this is like the basic overview of feng shui in terms of the guas. There's a lot of like directional stuff in feng shui, like arrow energy or like northwest, that stuff. I don't really fuck with that, but the guas, so G-U-A-S, are the 9 areas of your living space that each represent a different area of your life. So if you were to do a tic-tac-toe, as Taylor said, over the top of a floor plan of your home, there's the prosperity corner, the fame and reputation corner, love and relationships, creativity and children, helpful people and travel, career and life path, skills and knowledge, family, and then the middle is health. And health is the square, if you're picturing like a tic-tac-toe thing, health is the square that touches everything because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
Oh, I have a question.
Shit. Yes.
Here's the thing. So you said we could just do our bedrooms.
Yes.
If you can't do your whole house. But if you put the whole thing over your whole house,
right,
wouldn't your room be like one or two sections, and then
good question.
Like, you know what I mean?
So only one bedroom in your house could be like your bedroom could be like the love corner or something,
exactly.
And then somebody else has the shit corner in their bedroom.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, there's no like shit corner, but like,
oh, but I get what you mean, like,
or
like
the trash corner.
Like, yeah, you can't physically move your bathroom unless you have like
your
house.
But what I'm saying is your whole house has a grid over it. But if you just do your room and you're just like, no, the grid's just in here.
Right.
Is that okay?
That's fine too. I think the whole, again, it sounds so hokey, but it's like, it's your, I hate saying it because I feel like such a witch, but it's just like, it's your energy, it's your intention. So if you are only, if you kind of consider your living space to be mostly like your bedroom or whatever,
okay,
then you can just focus on that.
Perfect. Right. That's what I'm going
to
be doing.
Also, it's interesting too, though, like I said, I want you guys to look at your whole layout of your place.
Right.
And see like, where is your bedroom in your place? You know what I mean? Like, what area is it in?
I hope mine's in the money corner.
My apartment while you're talking.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so do you want me to show you pictures? Are you just going to do it off the...
I'm going to do it off of the thing, and then I want to just know, just out of curiosity, where your guys' bedrooms are in terms of like your whole place.
I love it. I'm so excited.
Well, so wait, do we need to show you pictures or not?
No, you don't have to.
Oh, well,
you're
then
gonna, you're going to describe. I want you to describe to me, though,
okay,
like when I point at things. So who should I start with first?
Well, Taylor, you go for it.
Okay.
My writing is awful, so that's going to be
tough. That's okay. So I'm looking at Taylor's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you start with, if you guys are doing this at home, you start with where your door is. So if your door is on like the bottom left corner of your home, then that's how you... This is so hard to describe just in audio, I'm realizing. So everybody at home, draw a square and break that into 9 squares. Now draw your door, and then you go from like the back left corner of that.
So that's where you start clockwise.
Yes, exactly.
Should I draw squares over it?
No, it's okay. I can do it from here. So your door is here at the bottom left corner of your square. So if we go to this little back left corner, is your closet. That's your...
This whole wall is my closet.
Okay. So,
but yes, this is still my closet.
So this is your prosperity corner.
This is my prosperity. I'm going to write it down.
You got a nice closet, Taylor.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
That's where my door and my closet is also.
Oh, really? Well, it's like a sliding door. And then it's... You hang in my dresser's in there too. Okay. All right. So that's my prosperity corner.
Okay.
So what should be in there? That's like money?
Yes. Yeah, so this is all about wealth, but it's... It's more than money. You can also, like, if you feel like you're lacking, I don't know, love or lacking something, you can also put those type of things there to try and, like, help draw energy to that. Mm.
So this is just, like, your goals corner.
Kind of, yeah. They all kind of, where they are next to each other can kind of bleed together. So, like, next to the prosperity corner is fame and reputation.
And that's my bed.
Ah. So she's
got good?
A creeper way to the top.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Stripper over
John
here.
Krasinski, are you listening?
So is your bed covering
it's
going into
room.
Both?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's something interesting. Is your bed pushed up against your wall?
Mm-hmm. It's pushed up against the window and that wall.
Okay, so here's a problem.
In
terms of like love and relationships. Shit. This is a general rule.
You're supposed to be a nun.
If you have your bed pushed up against a wall, you're not inviting energy to let somebody else.
That makes sense because it is one side. That being said, I'm okay with that because I'm at a place right now where I feel like in like 6 months I'll want a date. So I'll move my bed in 6 months.
Okay.
Or is there like a time release thing where you move your bed, but you write like 6 months on a piece of paper and you like crumple it up and you swallow it and like that works out somehow?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Like
well, that. I'm fine. I'm fine with, okay, I like sleeping by myself right now. So I'm good with where my bed is.
That's a thing. Is that when you have it pushed against it, you're supposed to basically replicate one side of the bed to the other. Like if you've got a bedside table on one side, put a bedside table on the other.
Oh,
I'm nailing it right now. Just continue. I'm just like, oh yeah, I got it. got it in my bedroom.
That's stupid. What single person has two bedside tables? I'd sooner get rid
one
of my bedside
partner.
Table.
One who wants somebody to come move in with them. Yes.
Oh, well,
so
that's not what I want.
So basically when you're ready, you have to move your bed a little bit.
Yeah, make a little room. Make a little.
But if you just want someone casual, you don't give them a bedside table. Yeah, you give them just enough room between the wall and the bed to take a pee.
Yeah, half a drawer maybe.
All right, I get this. All right,
that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay.
What about fame? Is it okay that fame is like in the middle of my bed?
That's okay. Do you have anything hanging up
it's
on your wall?
It's near a window. Not yet, but okay. I can. I'm going to. So I have a big black and white photo of New York City. Would that be good?
Oh, you know where you should put that nice. Maybe would be career and life path. If you would like to end up in New York or have some
cool.
part of your career be there. Because the colors for career and life path are black and white.
Really?
Yeah.
Colors.
Because that's like there's also elements that go. So okay. The element with career and life path is water. The element that goes with fame and reputation, which is directly across from it, is fire. So fame and reputation, the color is red.
Mm. Like you so want, I need like, something red
like
there.
Like you're on fire. Like
oh, shit.
Fame and reputation. Like okay. What do you think of okay. when you think of that? You think of like fucking like fire.
Yeah. So I should get like a red Beyonce. Picture and hang
yeah.
it up.
Yeah.
And then tie a red ribbon yeah.
My boyfriend is a redhead. Does that count?
Like sure.
And he's probably in my fame corner.
He moves around. He could be in any corner.
No, I keep up where I left it.
Delaney's boyfriend, we don't like to talk about it. He's a doll. He's a redheaded doll that she moves around to various corners.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
And
you'll have your chance. Okay.
Fame and reputation is the one area that it says, like, it's not a bad place to have if you have, like, a poster, like a show poster of yourself or something like that. Like, it's okay to have a picture of yourself because the number that goes with fame and reputation is one. So with each gua, there's like numbers, colors, symbols, elements
so
that all go into like making it a powerful gua.
So Taylor should have like a black and white picture of herself near her bed. Maybe. Not
that's
herself.
That's weird.
No. So black and white. So the only place that you should have like a picture of yourself if you wanted one would be fame and reputation because it's like
a red
you.
Picture of herself.
Yeah, red.
Alone. You alone.
Yeah.
But it's so you. Close to love and relationships and you said that's the worst thing to put in your love and relationships corner.
That's right. True.
Yeah.
This is because you can't have fame
blurred
and love.
Line.
Ooh, we know that from every TV show we've ever watched.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so difficult. I'm sorry you guys are basically married. I'll see you on my way back down. Anyway, no. So, okay. But isn't it good that I'm close to a window? Because like when God closes a door, he opens a window.
Totally.
Fame, love, and relationships. Like a dude could come in through the window if he wanted. That would be good, right?
That would
just,
be
you want a
very
gentleman
scary.
Caller.
Yeah. I mean,
a night
for something casual. I feel like that checks out.
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
If you
sense.
Don't want him to sleep over, up against the wall, maybe a window.
Yeah. And then he
do you
leaves.
Still live with your dad or is it?
yeah. This is a very like Twilight
sneak
situation.
Out.
Okay. All right.
Very Edward.
I'm trying to be metaphoric. It doesn't
yes.
matter.
I
you
love
guys
it.
Stink. All right.
So this is
here.
The creativity and children area. And again, it's like, even if you don't want children, it's just the idea of like tapping into your inner child because that's what creativity is about. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's where I sleep. Is that okay? And it's right
yeah,
by my bedside
that's
table.
Good. That's good. So your bedside table could be a good place to like have like your creativity notebooks or things that like
I
inspire.
Do have that.
Good.
Oh, that's
you're
good.
Killing
do you feel
it.
Like you're pretty full in your life with creativity right now? Like
yeah,
got,
I do.
See?
Oh yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
awesome.
I really do.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
Fantastic.
Helpful people in travel. This is a good area, especially for somebody who travels
helpful
a lot.
Helpful people?
Helpful people and travel. So sometimes I feel like we've all had situations in life where we're like, fuck, like, why was that person so shitty? Like, the person I'm trying to get car insurance from or, like, the Verizon dude. Like, why did they make that so hard or why didn't that work? And then other times you're like, wow, that person way went out of their way to, like, get me what I needed. So that's helpful people is all about that. It's about, like, trying to have the contacts in your life or people that you just meet randomly.
Okay.
Be helpful to you. Same with travel because travel is all about, like, needing the help of other people, like you're on airplanes, you're, you know, whatever, you're in cars. So that's all of that. And
I have a dirty laundry basket in that corner.
Have you felt like people are being helpful toward you? Have you felt like your travels have gone smoothly? Or do you feel like you
my car got
better?
Broken into in Oakland.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Okay, so, to be fair, a lot of people's car got broken into in Oakland.
Well, maybe they all had dirty laundry hampers.
Or maybe they were in Oakland for a couple hours.
What?
But,
okay, so Taylor, what is in your corner? What is in your helpful
But getting it
corner.
Fixed was very quick and about half as expensive as I thought it would be.
What's in your help and travel corner currently?
A laundry basket.
So that means she's basically shitting on her helpful travel situation? Like, what should she have in the travel?
Yeah, what should I have
helping?
In there? What about a standing fan? Would that be good? Because, like, fan, wind, planes? I'm just trying to fill
it. I'm trying to think of what the element for, I think, a picture of somewhere.
So should I put, would that be a good place to put the picture of New York also? Because it's black and white.
Absolutely.
And it's right by career and life, and it's right by travel.
Absolutely. That's a really good place to have it. Either one of those guas. Helpful people in travel, they say that silver is a really good color for that. And
hey,
to put,
you can have my ring.
Oh, look at that. If I want to go to the Holy Land.
Yeah, and just to have things there that represent... people that you want help from. Like, that's where I keep a lot of bookers' cards, like business cards.
Wow.
Like business cards. Dang. I get. I keep those people there because just to me, it's
like you like tape them to the wall
and
put like strings connecting them to a map
them
of
a little silver box.
Okay. Oh silver box.
Wow, you are in.
That's what I call
it.
My vagina. Anyway,
silver
bitch,
box.
Your pussy second place. Upgrade that shit. Make that a gold box.
That's true. Silver. You're never gonna be first.
You're
you guys.
A winner.
Wow, I can't believe there's a laundry basket in the place.
A silver box is actually what they call wealthy older women who are still attractive.
Oh.
Silver fox, silver box.
Oh,
what up? That was pretty good. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but that was
great.
Thing.
Did you make that up?
I made that up just now.
You're fucking fantastic.
Thank you so much.
You should really do comedy.
I know, right? I'm gonna start.
I'm going to start tomorrow.
We should talk about the first comedy books we read, like on how to write jokes. That's a good self-help episode. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Is there another? There's another corner?
There's
God.
So many. Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many aspects of somebody's life. Like, this is a lot of things.
Well, it's just good to take stock, like I said, just of a, that's a good self-help exercise for listeners, for you guys. Go through and just write out, hey, how am I feeling in terms of like my family? Like, am I happy with my family right now? Is there somebody I could get closer with that I've kind of been, you know, out of touch with? How am I doing in terms of my like love and relationship? Am I happy with my relationship, with my friendships? Am I being a good partner? Shit like that. It's so good to just take stock of everything. And then you kind of start to highlight like, oh, yeah, these are things I should be working on.
Yeah.
Or these are things I'm happy about.
So skills and knowledge. Yeah. Is that just you being smart?
Skills and knowledge. This is such an important one because without this, like if this corner's fucked up and if you're not putting good energy or actually caring about this in your real life, skills and knowledge, you can fuck every other part of your life up.
Right.
Really? You can be in a great relationship and sabotage it because you're being dumb and you're like not cherishing
that
person.
Apple in that goddamn corner. So yeah, what do you put skills and knowledge? I think
so
of
right
like
now,
Apple.
Yeah,
for knowledge.
There's a moldy apple.
Isaac Newton.
Fruit flies.
What I have in that corner
books.
Is my dresser. I have books.
That's good.
That's in my dresser. I put all of like my important papers and my passport
Perfect.
And everything like that.
Perfect.
So,
that's good.
But
that's
it's
good.
All pretty messy. But it's all there.
Yeah.
So, you
books.
Know.
Books.
I think that's okay.
When I look at you're just like objectively looking at your life, I feel like skills and knowledge is something that is very on point with you.
Awesome.
Like creativity and skills and knowledge. I feel like you know what you're doing. You're
yeah, those are, I feel like those places have good stuff in there.
Good.
Wow,
okay.
Look at that.
Family is like just in the middle of my closet.
Okay.
Mm.
I feel like I'm in a good
is
place with my family.
Good. Family, the color they say is green. Like wood is the good element with that. It's family can
my
also
my dresser is wood.
Oh. Good.
My
family,
closet is wood.
Family can also represent finances because it's supposed
what?
To be that's why it's touching prosperity.
Oh, okay.
Because it's supposed to represent also like fundamental finances. Like, do you have a roof over your head? Are you?
So we should put green in prosperity.
Yeah. Green, purple's the big color with prosperity.
Really?
But like green, purple, red, all good. Like red is supposed to be a power color. It's supposed to be like activate things.
Just put red everywhere.
Yeah. Red is helpful. Red is I think it's true too. When you see the color red, it just has a better energy
you.
To it than
makes
green
you hungry, right?
Yeah,
that's why McDonald's has red stuff.
Oh,
all
red
over.
And
like
yellow.
They're red and yellow inside because it makes you hungrier. Yeah. That's all I just
crazy.
Love.
See, this shit's real, man.
Yeah,
I swear to God, there's stuff about this. And then health is such an interesting one because.
It's in the middle of
it's like a
middle.
It's got to be like a that's like the coffee table in some people's places,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's where I
middle.
Have like a bookshelf and stuff like that. I guess just don't have anything there that represents like don't have a fucking dead plant there
or just anywhere because
yeah,
that's stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not gonna
yeah,
be good.
Don't have a dead plant in your
but
home.
If I moved my bed over and there was room for a soulmate to get out on the other side. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I was sleeping in the middle of my health space. That would be good, right?
Yeah.
Are you
sleep
healthy?
Is good because I mean, right now there's nothing there. It's just like, but maybe that's space to be healthy. Mm. I don't know.
Maybe it's space
I'm really
for
reaching.
Yoga. You can you do yoga poses in the middle of your bedroom?
I don't see that happening.
Maybe you should start.
Sometimes I put my laptop on the bed and I lift weights while I'm watching something.
Hey.
Does that count?
It's good. It's good. Just I think health is that's one of those ones that's just make sure you don't have bad shit there.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Which is pretty much for anything. Yeah.
Or anywhere.
So
yeah, just no bad shit.
That's kind of a quick overview of what I would say about your room.
That was great. That's very interesting.
Good.
I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna hang that picture.
Okay.
The skills and the creativity on point.
They did line
and
up.
You were shitting in that one corner where your car got broken into.
That's true. But
and
again,
that is pretty. It's getting witchy in here.
I told you.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty solid, man. I think.
And the fact that I have clothes and books in my prosperity corner, is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I feel like my prosperity, I feel like things are going pretty good.
Yeah.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Right.
Wow.
Cool.
Oh, God. That's, I mean,
this
that's
is so,
good.
This is very interesting.
It is very, I think Taylor's becoming a believer a little bit.
I'm slowly
but surely.
Let's not get crazy.
I can't wait till you move your bed in 6 months. And we're going to fucking do it.
And meet that new boy.
I know. Yeah. Now I want to do it just to see if something happens.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know how everybody does that thing where they're like, I wasn't even looking for love. And
I'm going to start texting
me.
Taylor
from a burner phone.
Hey,
hey,
babe.
What's up? I would ignore that. Do you get texts like that sometimes from random numbers that are just like, weirdly hitting on you and you're like, where did I give my number? Because you put your number on so many like W9s at like weird comedy clubs.
Oh,
I feel like I haven't gotten like a ton
that's
of those, but I've gotten enough to be like, what is happening?
Oh, I've never.
Yikes.
I get creepy like Facebook is Facebook social media, but never like
phone number
text
feels
message.
Very invasive.
That
Absolutely.
Is invasive.
Sorry, go ahead.
Maybe you gotta do something for that. I don't know what corner that would be.
I don't know either. Yeah, fuck it. I don't know. That's creepy as shit.
How do you stop unsolicited dick pics and other things?
Okay, so looking at Delaney's
Similar setup
now,
to Taylor, I feel
Similar
like.
Setup, and it's funny because I've been in your bedroom.
Yes.
Yes.
So I can...
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You have a nice bedroom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
so,
you so... Nice view.
Appreciate it.
How about, let me ask you this. What's something in your life out of these areas that you feel like...
Need
Maybe,
help.
Yeah, need help.
Does anything? I mean, you seem like you're killing it.
Seem like
God, you
really
guys
well.
Are so sweet. I think my personal, is it personal creativity has been not non-existent, but just like I haven't been wanting to focus on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have not been wanting to focus on my own personal writing or
you know,
my
funny.
Own.
It's where your roommate is. Your roommate's bedroom is the creativity area.
No! Apartment. Get the fuck out, Jeff! You're crushing my stomping on my
Jeff is
dreams.
Very creative. He made banana bread.
He did make banana bread.
Creativity.
He did. Wow, that's so interesting because, my creative side is, I mean, besides with you guys, because I love hanging out with you guys and doing stuff, but, like, I have not been driven to, like, write my own stuff lately.
Would Jeff let you, like, hang out in his room?
He would.
Just, like, when you need to write?
There is a patio connected to his room.
Ooh.
That is a great little spot. Maybe I could put, like, an easel out there and start painting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you can become Alec Baldwin's love interest in the next Nancy Meyers film.
Yes.
Because who else paints on the patio? No one at 27 with fake tits.
In Koreatown.
Korea
patio in Koreatown.
Oh, you know, just a Sunday. After Father's Day, anything could happen. But yeah, that's really weird. Yeah, so I would say creativity, my own personal creativity, but I love collaborating with people, but my own has
You're
kind
very
of...
very good at collaborating.
You're very good.
Seriously.
Cute.
Also,
so
the creativity area of your bedroom is the window, and sometimes with window, I feel like it says in the book, it can mean like... that you're losing it because it's like going out the window.
Oh. Whoa. My
like
mind
it was
just
good,
exploded. Wait. Okay.
Get some blackout curtains.
So, okay. So Jeff and the window's got to go, but like, no, but like, so, okay. If you're living in a
room,
it's the window, but I thought this was the door. Okay. The door. I'm trying to figure out.
So you go from the door, which is.
So anything in this corner is the creativity. Oh, my
Anything?
God. So I got to put something around my window.
Yeah. What if she put, like, fairy lights around her window?
Yes.
Yes.
Lights.
You should enhance
Flowers.
It.
Put bars on your window so no creativity can escape.
Get out. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get some cool curtains.
Yes.
I've been wanting to get cool curtains anyway. Yeah. I feel like that will be a good thing to put on my creativity window.
The color for creativity is white. So if you're into like white curtains, something like white-ish with breeziness, something.
This is good shit, you guys. Are you guys listening to this? This is pretty
good. This is free.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely put curtains on that window.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and also maybe on the windowsill, I don't know how big it is, but maybe you can set objects that like remind you of creativity or things that represent creativity to you.
I'd be able to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the other options where I'm failing at life? What are the...
Your nightstand game is...
My nightstand game's on point.
Perfect.
I got two nightstands on either side. They're pretty much like almost identical. And my boyfriend and I picked them out individually before we moved in together. We didn't know that we had like the same furniture.
Oh, that's so cute.
Pretty much the same furniture. We have the same dressers and stuff too.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So the bed is good. I have room for him to move around if need be. And okay, what's this...
What is that?
Okay.
Your humidifier? I want to know what your humidifier is.
I have my humidifier / diffuser in the corner that I feel is very fun.
Okay.
And above it is
You're like an old woman with your easels. I have my humidifier in the corner, which I feel is very fun.
Above the humidifier is a movie poster of Rango, which is an animated
with Johnny Depp.
With Johnny Depp. I don't know where that would fit into my life, but that's in that corner.
Yeah, okay. I'm so curious to know what corner that is.
Yeah, that's weird. So this is where your bathroom is and where this, because this is right next to it, right?
Yeah.
So this is all kind of the family area. Okay. Your closet is prosperity.
Oof.
So
I just got clothes and shoes and
dirty
laundry.
That's good. No, that's a lot of stuff.
You got a lot of stuff.
Okay, stuff is okay.
Yeah.
Feel prosperous.
Whatever you want to be prosperous in, that's a good place to put it. Or like that's where I put comedy pay stubs because I like want to encourage more comedy work.
More comedy stuff.
Where do you put them? What kind of box do you put them in?
And I just have them set on my nightstand.
Okay.
Because our bedroom in my apartment is the prosperity area. Like that whole bedroom is prosperity.
Okay.
So
okay.
I put it in like the corner of that room. So it's extra prosperity.
I guess it's hard. Like if you don't know what you want, what do you put in the corner?
This is a good exercise just to figure out what you want.
Exactly.
What do you want?
That's what I'm talking about. Like just to even get an idea of what you want helps you move toward those things. If you don't know what you want, then it's a lot harder.
Okay. So if I wanted more money, I should just put money in my closet or should I put green in my closet?
Yeah. Purple things that represent wealth to you, like gold coins.
Gold coins.
My silver ring.
Kelsey, I have a question. When the villagers come to burn you, does Cain chase them away?
I know my Aztecan Pirates of the Caribbean gold coins. Is my face red right now?
Yeah.
See, why?
You got the hypo. I'm going to call it the hypo until it's a thing. It catches on.
Hot, but I didn't really know why. And
hypo.
It's because you're laughing and it's warm in here. I feel like my face just got hot.
But not the way that ours.
It's your whole face. It's
yours just get cheeks, which is cute. Ours is like, what's going on here? Are you okay?
Yeah, yours is
you look like you're choking. Like we've been choking.
Ours
is the devil.
Yeah, like, oh shit. Like they're not well. But no, I feel you, dude. I'm right there. I'm right there with you.
I'm so embarrassed.
Okay, so my creativity. I need
to put
gold
coins because I had like a hanging like wind chime that had gold coins coming down from it that looked really cool. And I put that in prosperity because wind chimes are good too. Wind chimes are like actual energy, movement, sound, like it's a thing.
Right.
So that's a good thing to hang up wherever you want.
Oh God. I just can't wait to tell Jeff that he's crushing my creativity. I think that's going to be a really nice dinner conversation. But like, okay, so
I make the banana bread now.
Yeah. So if creativity, what were the options? I forget
prosperity,
where else.
Prosperity, fame and reputation.
Oh, fame and reputation. I don't know about that. I don't have any fame or reputation
what corner
happening.
Is that?
That's your bed.
That's my bed. There's a Banksy.
Sex tape.
There's a Banksy like, what do you call it? Painting above my bed. That's my boyfriend's.
Is that good?
Is that good or bad? That's in my fame and
I mean,
reputation.
Banksy's famous, but nobody knows who he really is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
I mean.
What does that painting represent to you? Like
nothing.
You,
I mean, it matches my bedspread.
You're going to make other people famous.
But I'll remain anonymous.
Maybe that's what it is.
Holy shit, you guys.
Yeah.
They'll make a documentary like about you.
What that represents to you.
Me? Well, yeah, nothing. Because, I mean,
do you like it?
It ties the room together nicely, but that's about
it. That's not what we want to
hear. And it matches my bedspread.
But is any of it red or black and white?
It's gray.
Ooh.
It's gray, you guys.
What should she have? Like, what would be a good thing for her to put there?
I'm going
to
look at a picture of it. I took a picture.
It would be, you know, like I said, red is a great color there. Anything that represents somebody's...
Gray and black painting.
It's cool.
It is.
With a little bit of color.
You could put stuff under it. Put some red Christmas lights. I think everything can be fixed by Christmas lights.
So yeah. I need something a little bit more fun or something more connected to me in this...
Yeah.
Above
also,
my bed.
Also, you could just do it to your apartment. So when you walk in through your front door,
yeah,
it's whatever's right in front of you, that back wall.
TV?
Oh, center. That's a TV.
Okay. Hey.
That's yeah. good.
That's good.
TV's good.
We want a TV show.
Oh,
we want
shit. TV. You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you said that was a good place to put show posters?
Show posters.
Oh, of yourself, though.
Of yourself or of anybody who you admire, whose reputation you
like.
So
if you put the Rango poster there.
Oh, I could be Rango one day.
Don't put Rango. You
Rango Unchained. Am I right? Oh, my God. I'll see myself.
Okay, that's it.
Don't you have other movie posters that are...
I have the Fighter movie poster.
I feel like the Fighter would be good.
That would probably be cooler to put... I should probably just replace the TV with the Fighter poster and see what Jeff does about that.
And just watch that.
Slippery slope. As with my whole board game situation.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you could be looked at as somebody who's like starting... You might start a lot of fights.
Oh! Ooh,
maybe you get a little more aggressive.
Does
maybe
he get famous
make me
in
famous,
the Fighter?
Though, yeah.
I never watched the Fighter, but doesn't he like win and he gets famous or something?
I can't remember actually.
Wouldn't it just be enough to have a movie there? Because movie,
yeah, it's good.
Wow,
I like that. I just said, wouldn't it be great to have a movie there? Because movie.
What I can say is that the things that are going well is my relationship.
Okay, good.
And that looks like it's on point with my feng shui.
Yeah, with your nightstand.
Which is weird because that's like going well.
Good.
And then what else is what else is going well?
So there's helpful people travel, career and life path.
My career and life path is kind of all over the place every day, but like...
That's where your dresser is.
Is your dresser messy?
My side of it is very clean. Cam's side, however, could use some work.
So he's ruining your life.
He's basically. ruining my career path and other things. I can't wait. Kelsey says you're destroying my life.
Oh my God. It's gonna be a witch hunt after me.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna get Cam and your roommate out of there, or Robert as he's truly known.
Right.
And me and Kelsey are gonna move in and we're all just gonna get the perfect
feng shui.
The perfect feng shui.
Yeah.
I always say feng.
Here's another thing. So with your career and life path, I think I said that water is the right element there. Mirrors are great. Mirrors and red are just great in general, but mirrors are especially great in the career and life path area because they represent water. A mirror with your dresser?
I have a mirror with my dresser.
Where's yours?
Yeah.
You got yours here with your door.
If so
you
I should put mirrors mirror, and the...
New York.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good.
It's good.
Okay.
But mirrors is good everywhere?
It reflects energy. So like in your love and relationships, I have a little compact. It's just a mirror. It's like two little mirrors that are attached, like a little like thing you'd put in your purse. I have that there because it's two. It's a pair and it's like mirrors reflect light and energy. So mirrors are good.
So if I put what if I put the picture of New York right here and then I hung mirrors over here so it reflected the picture of New York on the other side. So it was like two pictures, but also okay.
All right.
Keep going with Delaney's room. I was really trying to figure out.
I get where you're going. It. Okay, so I have like this weird sports corner in my bedroom. Okay. I got like a weird football helmet and a baseball bat on the wall. This is like Cam's corner. It's very small.
Okay.
But, so nice to give him a corner.
But like I gave him a corner for like sports stuff.
Okay.
What is this is helpful people in travel, right? Yeah. So
do you feel like he's got people helping him? Like,
yeah, I think we're both pretty solid on like, and we're traveling a lot.
Oh yeah.
But is it, so like, what does the sports stuff mean?
If it's working.
Oh, but you didn't, you just get like front row tickets to an NBA game?
What?
WNBA, which is, you know, I want, you know,
we live in great. LA. Are those really that hard to get?
No,
Taylor.
But,
I'm sorry. Whatever. It's fine.
Don't take this moment of excellence away from me.
We have been traveling
as a feng shui shaman.
We have been traveling, and we did get. We're getting. You got hooked up. We got hooked up. Wow. So it is working, you guys. You keep the So I got to keep the football helmet in that corner. Yeah, I can't take it down per your request.
Some free tickets to sports events. That seems to be a thing.
If you like women's basketball,
You
stock that travel corner with sports memorabilia.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
That's so interesting.
It's a lot to keep
in
mind.
I want us like all to go to Hobby Lobby and just like find stuff.
Where does is this the baby corner?
That's creativity and children.
Okay. Okay. So gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep my window keep your shut on that.
Yeah. Seriously. Wow.
This is the knowledge corner.
Skills and knowledge,
which I have nothing because it's like my door to my bathroom.
Okay. Do you feel dumb?
Bathroom. I do feel dumb. I am kind of dumb.
You're
like, I'm in the nicest way.
You're really not dumb.
I mean, like, I don't read a lot. I don't know a lot about politics and stuff like that. Does that, okay. I mean, but I know I'm not smart in those areas. Does that make me wise?
I mean, if we like put a picture of Hillary Clinton there, would that be helpful?
My bathroom, and then this is my just.
Your bathroom
nothing.
Is more here than here?
It's right here, and then this is just a blank wall.
You could put a poster of like Einstein or.
I fucking love Einstein. I got an Einstein joke right now.
Oh, do you?
Not really. It's a tag, but it's something
that counts.
It's about Einstein.
I have the Desiderata framed there, and the remember you have as many hours in the day as Beyonce framed
for skills and knowledge.
I might put.
I'm gonna put some quotes in skills and knowledge.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put something fun on this wall, and I'm gonna put what do you call it?
Curtains
on my window, and I'm gonna kick both of the boys out of my apartment.
I know. I'm gonna dress up my career and life path because I have certain things that I really want to happen in my career right now that I'm like waiting to hear back on, or like mostly there's just one thing. Yeah, that I want to see if I put that picture up or I do something, and that like immediately happens. I'm gonna call Kelsey like,
you're a witch.
That's amazing.
I believe. Please don't hex me.
That'd be great.
Wow. Well, this was really fun and very informative. I'm sure. How long have we gone?
We're a minute 17 or an hour 17.
Okay.
So
wow. Okay. So we should do hashtag goals real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for sticking around this long, guys. We know this is a long episode, but I think it was worth every minute.
It was worth it.
Did anyone have any goals, check-ins that they feel like they set?
And
they've been doing great with?
I don't think I've had any goals as of yet. Right now I'm just trying to get in some better shape for a vacation I have in a couple weeks.
Okay.
That's about it. I'm just trying to like, you know.
But like, have you been eating less bagels since we started this podcast?
I have been eating less bagels, but I've been eating more hamburgers. So I have to
I've just added some meat.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm not doing super great, but you know, I'm just trying to work on getting some definition if I can in a few weeks.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
I think mine was finally wrapping Cooked up because that had been kind of like a lingering thing of, okay, well, I haven't put a new episode up for a few weeks because I'm just waiting to put this last one up saying, hey, I'm done with Cooked. I'm moving on to self-help. So, oh my God, my brain is done now. That's been too much talking. Moving on to self-helpless. And so that was kind of weighing on me. So I'm like happy I checked that off. And then as far as going forward, fuck, what am I working on? I'm trying to get some new merchandise, a new t-shirt, new foosball t-shirt.
Oh.
So that's my little career goal. I'm trying to get that done.
Oh, that's good. I need to really sit down and think about what kind of merchandise I want to have. Or at least I really need to make new business cards is what I need to do.
Oh,
like
thank
just
you.
So basic. So that's one. Wow. Also, I already sent a picture to you guys, but our listeners don't know. I made myself a big girl chart.
Yay!
And I have been using it, and I went and I bought stickers at Hobby Lobby and it was great. Or maybe it wasn't Hobby Lobby. It was somewhere, Joanne's. I don't know. And I'm like surprised at how effective it is. Like to the point where like, have you guys watched Parenthood?
I love Parenthood.
Okay. So you know how, so there's a kid on Parenthood who has Asperger's and one of the ways they help him like, you know, stay on task and stuff is they give him stickers every day. And I was like so stoked on this like sticker calendar. I was like, do I have Asperger's? Because this is really exciting.
Really working
every day. Yeah. I bought little stars for working out. I bought little flowers, for eating paleo. And I did not even paleo, Whole 30. I'm going to start doing whole. That's my goal for this month is I want to do Whole 30 again for the third time.
Nice.
And then, I bought these awesome, little 3D trophy stickers, and I give myself those for writing, because writing, the bare minimum is just morning pages. I've been trying to do morning pages. I haven't been doing them as soon as I wake up, and I need to, but so I've just
hard.
Been
yeah,
it's so
is.
Hard to do it the moment you wake up, but I have been trying to do them most days. Yeah, but they're so helpful, they really are. It's also hard because like I dream a lot, so I feel like I've already been swimming through my own subconsciousness.
Yeah.
So I don't want to wake up and like, I feel like that's what that's for, to work through your subconsciousness. I don't want to like wake up from a 3-hour dream about my ex-boyfriend and then just like write 3 pages and just like be emotionally exhausted before breakfast. So
it's good to do though.
Yeah. Kind of get it all out.
That'll actually help you start doing like lucid dreaming. If you start to do like dream journals, because I'm the same, I'm like very active dreamer. Like I dream a lot. And when you wake up, it's good to analyze your dreams and be like, what does this mean?
Do you lucid dream ever?
I feel like I'm starting to a little bit. Like I just have a lot of dreams.
Okay.
So yeah.
I have lucid dream twice. Have I told you this already? So this has only happened to me like twice. And once the first time I ever lucid dreamed, I realized I was dreaming and I got so scared because I knew I was dreaming, but I wasn't waking up.
Oh, that's
that
weird.
I panicked. I was like in this like upstairs apartment in like the desert, and my dad walked by in the street, and I was like, Dad, I think I'm dreaming. And he goes, I don't think you are. And he keeps walking, and I was like, oh my God, I feel crazy. And then I ran and was like looking all around the room that I didn't recognize, and I found like a big pipe in the closet, and I hit myself in the head until I woke up.
Oh, that's so weird.
It was horrifying.
What the fuck?
I should have like flown or something, but no, I was like, oh yeah, I can't escape this dream.
Oh my God, that's fucking scary. That, oh my God, maybe crazy. I don't want to start journaling my dreams more. I love it. Good job, guys.
Yeah. Hey, you crushed it.
Yeah.
Thanks. I am worn out. I need to make money on this.
Yeah, you really should.
Seriously.
Yeah. Personal feng shui.
Start charging people.
We did not have an advice thing this week, but if you want to email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com, if you have anything that you want us to try and tackle for you, any problems in your life that you want advice on.
If you want the feng shui room whisperer, send us pictures of your bedroom and we'll tell you why you're a loser.
Send us stuff, and please subscribe to Self Helpless on iTunes if you haven't yet. That way new episodes go right into your iTunes app and in your feed. Please give it a 5-star rating and review. Takes no time at all. Just click on that 5th star, say something sweet. We can't emphasize enough how much it helps the show, especially starting out. We need those 5-star ratings and reviews to get on the charts and to get it seen, get it out there. So take a second and help us out. It will make you feel better to help us.
Oh yeah.
Doing something nice for somebody.
It will.
Help us help you. No, help you. How does it go?
Help me help you.
Help me help you. Yeah. Self-helpless. Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Oh, such a star.
Such a star.
Such a Scientologist.
I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and KelseyCook.com.
TTomComedy.com, at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter, at TTomComedy on Instagram.
At Delaney Fisher across all the social media, DelaneyFisher.com. And our intro music is by Karina Seas. So check her out because she's cool.
Yes.
Absolutely. And we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.